John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Friday and Saturday night, this gentleman will be at Punchline Philadelphia. You can get tickets from punchlinephilly.com. Two shows at 7 and 9:15. It's been a while since he's been in the studio. It's probably been a while since he's been anywhere. Marlon Wayans is on the line. Hey, Marlon.
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing real good. How are you?
I'm just happy to be out the house.
I can only imagine.
I used to think my house was nice, and I realized it's trash, and I need to fix it. So I had to get out of here. I hate me.
Now, I noticed, I saw you promoting, Get the Vote Out, and you have a beard now. Do you still have the beard?
Yes, that's face extensions, and they make them for underdeveloped black man facial hair. And basically, you just get some guy's hairy chest, and they shave it bald. No, but I was in quarantine so long, I actually grew a beard. I went through puberty, finally, at 48.
Because you got to understand, in Philadelphia, you know, brother beards are a big thing, but you're making a mistake with your brother beard here. I mean, there's no mustache. It's just beard.
I've always come to Philly, and the first thing I think is Philly's cheesesteak, and whose beard can I rob? I want to rob people of their well-groomed, glistened beard. It's like, who put an S-curl in a beard?
Now, another thing that we bumped into, I realized that, you know, you've played a white girl. You recently took pictures in a bubble bath with a solo cup. What the hell was that all about?
I can't detox and retox at the same time. That's the whole purpose. You got to get drunk while you sober up. It's the best
feeling. Hair the dog.
Hair the dog.
Try anything. By the way, as long as I brought up white girls, in your Wokish special, you brought up like that you were a better looking white girl than somebody, and I can't remember who the hell it was. Do you remember?
Was it my brother Sean? Because he was quite an ugly white woman.
Speaking of brothers, how's Keenan doing?
Keenan's good. He's as long as he's not in 7 hours of white chick makeup, he's fine. He got to direct us, but Keenan's good. He's actually chilling with Damon a lot, so I think they'll be working on something soon.
Tell me about this Bill Murray movie you're doing.
Yeah, I just finished this movie called On the Rocks. It's written and directed by the wonderful Sofia Coppola. It stars Rashida Jones and Bill Murray, who's so fun and so funny to work with. And that's going to be out October 23rd in theaters and on Apple TV.
What was it like working with Murray?
Murray's cool. It's kind of like working with myself if I was like 70 and white. He's just a fun-loving, happy dude, man. We had a good time. You know, Bill is mad cool. I got his numbers. I'm going to text him and tell him that you asked about him.
I wish you know, it's one of my dreams to spend a drunken day with Bill Murray. From morning to night, just go the whole day with him. It really is. That would be a dream come true for me.
That was our every day on the set.
You lucky bastard.
Did you ever golf with him? Did you get the chance to hit the course with him? Oh, man.
Not yet. See, that's my dream. Will. I just got his info the other day, but I think he changed his number already. I texted him like just like 200 times. I haven't got a respond back, but maybe he's busy, you know?
At 200 texts, I'd change my number also. This might be a sensitive topic, but how are you dealing with approaching 50?
I'm not even thinking about it. I still feel like 19. It's funny because I sit down and go, why is my body sore? Why am I aching? And it's because I'm 48 and I'm not 19. So that's the only time I feel old. But really, I still feel 19.
There's nothing worse than going to the doctor and asking why this hurts, and his answer is, you're 48.
You go to the doctor? I don't want to hear nothing the doctor's got to say. Black folks don't go to the doctor. We go to the doctor when we have to, not for checkups. No, I got to be like dying. And then I'm like, all right, maybe I should go to the hospital.
Or shot.
Even shot. I could sew that up at home.
Okay. Okay. All right. So what was it like for you? You're on the East Coast now, where we have fresh air. Was your house safe from the fires? And what was quarantining like for you?
My house was safe in the fire, and as the fire started, I went to the East Coast, so I feel real bad for my kids. Their lungs is probably all messed up. But you know, they're young. They'll heal.
They'll heal. And they're black. They don't need doctors.
Like, if they get shot, even then, we'll sew it up. And then quarantine for me was good. I learned a lot about myself. I learned how to barbecue. I didn't know how to barbecue.
Okay.
If you burn enough meat, you realize, hey, maybe I shouldn't cook it as long. So now I can kind of barbecue.
You are 19. You really
I am.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah, speaking of youngsters, the last time you were in, was your niece or
it was my niece.
It was your niece.
It was my niece, but she dresses like she's my nephew. Yeah. That is my niece Jante. I make my kids call Uncle. Uncle Jante.
Now, you said she was trying to break into comedy. Has she done it?
Yeah, she's really funny. She actually did one of Tiffany Haddish's specials, She Ready. They featured her, Shantae Wayans, and she did really well. And I'm proud of her. The more money she makes, the less money she asks me for. So I'm all for her success.
She was a great young man. Just to go along with the joke.
He is hilarious.
From what I understand, you recently worked with a real good friend of ours, Vinny Brand.
Yeah, I love Vinny. When Vinny introduces you, like, I sit there, he pumps me up so much, I'm like, I can't follow my own introduction. I didn't realize I was that great. Vinny's known for doing 15 minutes.
Right, yes.
I don't know what he's going to say. Like, when I went up, he was like, this guy's a legend. He's a living legend. He tells all your business. His mother just died. His girlfriend had some kind of infection. And he has a cavity where he just got his wisdom pulled. Please. Like, yo, man. Just say yo. You seen White Chicks. Give it up. All the way. But he means well. I know Vinny for a long time. He means well. We crushed it. We sold out every show. I think I did like 9 shows.
Wow.
Outside in a tent.
Yeah.
It's going to be the same thing at Philly Punchline. I think it's outside in a tent, and the audience is like kind of social distance from you. But you know what I learned? Like, give me a microphone, give me a light, give me a stool, and give me some drunk people and a stage, and I can make them laugh.
Okay. Well, if you want to laugh, tomorrow and Saturday at 7 and 9:15, tickets are available at punchlinephilly.com. Marlon Wayans is going to be there. Marlon, I'm sorry I didn't get to see you here in the studio, but we look forward to you
all
coming
good
to Philadelphia.
Next time.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.